When was that moment where you said to yourself, like, this is a topic that I feel like I have to make a film about?
I have to go back all the way in the beginning to, you know, why it is related to me. So just a little bit of background. You know, the earthquake happened in Sichuan, in China, in 2008, and the epic center is very close to my hometown. So, you know, I'm from there, and my hometown was destroyed. And back then, I was in college. I was a freshman. You know, first year in college, so I didn't know what to do. It took me a few years to figure out that I wanted to, to make a documentary. So, I was in college. I didn't know what to do. And what really has changed that was because I was in a very special program, actually. It's a program funded by State University of New York, SUNY. So it's a very special program. It gives 150 scholarships, free scholarships to Chinese college students affected by the earthquake to study in the U.S. in SUNY for a year. So, you know, that changed the whole thing because when the earthquake happened, there were a lot of efforts, you know, internationally to come to help, you know, money, and, you know, medical teams, volunteers, but in a year or two, they all left. They either had to left because, you know, they don't have a lot of money, or, you know, or the government didn't want them to stay there forever. So basically, you know, in the beginning, everyone was very invested and into their, most people are gone. I think this is typical for many, many, you know, big natural disasters. So, and, you know, I realized I had to do something, and in that year, I discovered that the best way to tell a story about my hometown is to, you know, to make a documentary. So, you know, in that year, I made my mind that, you know, I will go to make a documentary. And then that's why I applied for graduate school. I came back to New York. I went to NYU, studied documentary, and I made this thesis film about my hometown. That, you know, that's why and how it all happened.
How difficult was it for you to go back there and kind of document these families trying very, very hard to put the pieces back together in their lives?
Yeah, it was very difficult because, you know, for me as hell, I always consider that I'm one of them because, you know, they lost their families, they lost their child. I lost some of my family members too. I lost my cousin, I lost my grandpa, and many other relatives. It is in the town, Sichuan, which is featured in this town. Over 90% of the people in the town lost their family members. So everyone lost someone in their family. So even when I went back from New York to the tiny town, trying to make a film about the loss, for me, you know, it's the same. I'm looking at very struggle that I experience too, a lot. You know, it kind of reminded me myself about what happened. You know, so, you know, it's they're in the same community, and, you know, it's like, it's kind of a conflict that, you know, for me, I love not to think too much about, you know, what happened, but, you know, I made my mind I need to make a documentary, and I think more people should know about their life. So it's a daily struggle that I need to face emotionally. And also because, you know, I was trying to be more objective. I was trying very hard not to be too emotional in the film. So, you know, I had to keep a certain distance emotionally to the subject in the film, which is very difficult because it's very easy to get emotional. Mm-hmm. I think their life was a bit hard. Oftentimes, because of the loss of their child, and you know, that the fact that many of them were not able to have a mother, and you see that, you see the pain in your daily life. You know, it's not like they're crying, but you can feel that. You know, there's not much you can do. So I think that struggle was invisible, but it's very present. So, you know, I think for me it was a very difficult film to make, and it was my first film. Mm-hmm. You know, it's my student thesis film. Before I went to make this film, I have never made anything longer than 5 minutes. So, you know, and it was me, myself, with Helen and Dan, with nobody else. You know, the student film, and we were supposed to be in this Helen and Dan mode. So, you know, there's so much that I would need help with, but I couldn't find any help. And, you know, I was practically in a mountain, in a very remote area in China. So, you know, it's quite difficult. But at the end of the day, I think the most important thing is that you have the access to the people, and they're going to be filmed and understand what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all other things you can be overhand. So that's how I actually finished the film, even though there are many difficulties.